Again, it's always good to be with you and to share from God's word.
我再说一次，我们总是很高兴的能够在这里跟你们敬拜，而且跟你们大家分享。
Over the last several weeks, I have been reading the Christmas story from both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
在过去几周，我很多的这个故事是从新约跟旧约而来。
My heart has been moved as I've read the story that is so familiar to all of us.
我的心常常被感动去读那些非常熟悉的章节。
This morning I'd like to just share a few things from God's Word, some insights that I've discovered along the way which I think are very common to all of us.
我这次要想跟大家分享一些非常有这内心感动的一些章节，在可能大家都非常的熟悉。
Most of you are aware that over the last couple months that I've spent with my wife some considerable time at the hospital or with doctors.
大家都知道我在过去几个月里面我曾经在医院陪着我的太太一段时间。
Let me just say thank you for your prayers and God is doing his work in her life right now.
我真的想感谢大家的这个带导，还有这神的工作来为他的生命做医治。
Healing is slow, but it is good.
虽然医治是很慢的，但是它的进程是良好的。
This last Wednesday, I spent several hours in the prep room, waiting for a surgical thing that was going to take place with Martha.
在过去的礼拜三，我一直在这个等待着，从这个手术房里面来看看 Martha 的这个手术的结果。
There were several other patients that were in that.Area as well, preparing for procedures that they were going to go through.
在外面等待的时候，还有其他的人在里面也是在等待着这个手术的结果。
Let me say, I am greatly impressed with doctors and nurses and hospital staff that care for us.
我现在要诚实的讲，我非常感谢医生、护士，还有这个医院里面对于这个Martha 的那个手术。
I was able to overhear some conversations because there's only curtains that divide each of the areas where they're preparing patients for surgery.
我有幸的跟着其他的这个病患的这个人，其他的家属来联络沟通，因为这个每一个区隔的只是一个布幕而已。
Each doctor and nurse that came in would say to the patient, "My name is so and so, and how are you doing?"
护士跟这个医生呢，常常会进来，然后呢，就是对这些病人称他的名字，然后问他们你们现在是怎么样子。
Almost on every occasion, the patient answered, "I've had better days."
几乎所有的这个病患都跟这个医生回应说，哎，我今天好了。
Because all of them had a certain anxiety or fear about what was going to take place.
因为每一个人这个病患的心中都有一个恐惧，不知道将来会发生什么事情。
Every doctor and every nurse assured their patient it's going to be fine.
那医生跟护士再一次的跟这些病患讲，所有的事情一定会变好。
I also had then the privilege of being in the recovery room several hours later.
我还有这刚好有幸呢，能够到这个康复室里面的几个小时。
Every one of those individuals said at the end, "Everything is fine, and I'm thankful for it being over."
然后每一个人在这个康复室里面总是说着啊。感谢，真的事情已经变好了。
As you read the Christmas story, you will discover that there was fear in the lives of the people who were involved.
我们在读这个耶诞节的这个故事里面，常常掺杂的一些呢，很多人的忧虑将来会怎么样。
There are four times in which the angel of God said to those who were involved, "Fear not, do not be afraid."
这常常这里面就有一些天使降下来去跟这些忧虑。
As we approach this Christmas season, remember that God came to earth to become a human being to forgive us of our sins.
我们到了圣诞节的时候，我们一定要记得神这个降世为人来救我们的罪。
Our hearts ought to be thrilled as we think of the birth of Christ.
我们的心会颤动，当我们想到神降生。
But this morning I want to look at a few things that I discovered as I've been looking at these passages of Scripture.
我今天要提到一件事情，当我在读这些章节的时候。
The first fear that I discovered was the fear of inadequacy.
我今天在讲的就是第一件事情，就是所谓的准确的恐惧。
You know the story of Mary?
第一，你们知道这个玛利亚的故事吗？
She was a young peasant girl.
她是一个年轻的一个少女。
She was engaged to be married to Joseph.
她刚订婚去给她的未婚夫约瑟。
Engagement is a very exciting time.
这个订婚仪式是非常值得是庆幸的高兴。
But Mary's life changed in just a simple moment when the angel visited her.
但是玛利亚的这个生活是突然的一大转变，是当天使来造访她。
And said, Mary, the child that will be born in you is the Son of God.
然后这天使来告诉玛利亚一个惊人的消息，说你的怀的孩子是神。
You can hardly not imagine, but Mary at that moment felt a tremendous inadequacy and a fear of being inadequate for the thing that the angel had said to her.
这时候玛利亚就感到非常的震惊，虽然她知道这个事情是真实的，她会生下神的儿子。
All of us at some time or another have sensed and felt the fear of inadequacy as well.
我们大家有些时候会对于这个事情将要发生，就是准确事情发生的时候感到忧虑。
Another fear that I discovered as I read the Christmas story was the fear of disapproval.
我第二个发现在耶诞节的时候就是发现的一些事情就是没有被允许。
As you think of the story again, Joseph would be the one who sensed that disapproval in his own life.
我们在这个故事里面，我们看到约瑟，他是一个被不允许的一个角色。
The angel of God said to Joseph, "Take Mary home to be your wife."
天使告诉约瑟说，你把这个玛利亚娶回家，把她当成你的太太。
Joseph knew the potential ridicule that would come as a result of this.
这个也是他自己了解到这些事情发生的这个后果是什么。
For he was only engaged to Mary.
他只是跟玛利亚订了婚。
And never had been intimate with her.
没有跟他有任何亲密的行为。
But she was pregnant with the child of God.
但是他已经怀了这个神的儿子。
Can you imagine the ridicule that Joseph was going to confront?
你可以想到这个约瑟的窘状吗？
Time does not permit this morning, but if as you study the scriptures, you can find and you will read the way in which one is treated when they are in the situation of a child out of wedlock.
那当你看到这些故事的连续性的时候，你就可以真正的理解到这些人心理上想的事情的后来的结果。
Joseph experienced the fear of disapproval.
那约瑟就尝试到的这个不被承认的一个。
There's another fear that I discovered in the Christmas story.
还有另外一个失败的，我发现。
And that's the fear of unexpected change.
那就是没有预期的改变。
It's interesting when you look at the story to see that the shepherds were those who experienced probably the biggest change in their life.
你就会看到这些牧羊人，他们对于这个事情那个没有预期的改变发生。
If you can picture with me, the shepherds night after night would go out into the field and they would there watch over the sheep.
你可以想象这些牧羊人，他每天就是在这个草原上看着这些羊，然后一日复一日。
The shepherds were not the leaders of the community, were not the leaders of the people around them.
这些牧羊人他不是社会的精英，也不是领导者。
They were just simple people who faithfully carried out watching over and protecting the sheep.
他们只是一群负责照顾羊的人。
But can you imagine the night that the Christ child was born?
你可以想象在这个圣旨降生的那一个晚上
When all of a sudden a great light appeared in the sky
那是非常大的光芒发生在天空上面
And the Bible tells us that there was an angelic choir that began to sing and to praise bring praise to God.
这是庞大的天使的歌唱团在那里唱歌。
Here are these shepherds watching over their sheep, just expecting that things would be like it's been every other night.
当这些牧羊人原先只是在晚上就预期到跟其他的一同的晚上一样的，就是看着他这些羊。
But on this very night, something changed dramatically.
但是在这个晚上，事情发生了。
Have you been through the experience of where there's been unexpected change in your life?
你各位弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历过有一些不预期的事情发生在你身上呢？
Has it brought fear to you?
那这个带来的一些恐惧呢？
How have you handled it?
你如何处理呢？
Well, we will see by the time we complete this message how God wants us to handle the fear of unexpected change.
然后接下来我们可以在这个章节里面看到这神给我们展示说如何去处理这些不预期的。
So we've looked this morning at Mary, at Joseph, at the shepherds.
所以我们在看这个这些故事里面的几个人物，玛利亚、约瑟跟这牧羊人。
There's another person in the Christmas story that experienced great fear.
还有另外一个人在这个圣诞节的故事里面有感觉到这个恐惧。
Herod was the king, a ruler.
希律王，他是一个王，他是在当时的以色列的王。
He ruled with an iron hand.
他是用这个铁腕来统治这些人民。
He was not popular with the Jewish people.
他在犹太人的当中并不是被拥戴。
Herod had the fear of losing control.
希律王他已经有一点点失控了他的统治。
Because what he had heard and what he had read, brought insecurity in his own life.
因为他所见所闻的带给他了一些恐惧。
And as a result of that, fear overcame him.
然后结果这些恐惧就已经压倒了他。
And he set out to do whatever he could do to discredit the birth of the Christ child.
所以他就尽他一切的所能来诋毁这个神子的降生。
So we have the fear of inadequacy.
我们现在有这正确的恐惧。
We have the fear of disapproval.
我们有对这个不赞同的这恐惧。
We have fear of the unexpected change.
我们有对这个不预期发生的恐惧。
And we have the fear of losing control.
然后我们有对这个失去控制的恐惧。
There's one more part of the Christmas story that we must look at for just a moment.
那我们还有另外一个这个耶诞节的故事，我们来看。
You remember the names of Elizabeth and Zechariah?
你们记得这个伊丽莎白另外一个故事的人物，就是伊丽莎白跟 Zechariah。
Elizabeth and Zechariah were rather old and beyond childbearing age.
这两个人他基本上是一个年老的人，而且没有小孩。
And they had been disappointed over and over again.
他们每一次希望说有生小孩，但是一次又一次的失望。
But God had given to them now at this late stage in their life.A child was to be born.
然后呢？但是神给他们最后的希望，在他们这个年老的时候，给了他们小孩。
Zechariah experienced the fear of disappointment.
这个Zechariah呢，他已经经历了这个失望的一个恐惧。
He was afraid to hope.
他已经对于这个希望抱任何的希望。
Because he had been disappointed again and again and again.
因为他每一次希望落空，又一次又一次。
So, brothers and sisters, this morning, as we look at the practical aspect of the Christmas story,
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天在看这个圣诞节的一个实际的一个。
We discover these common fears.
我们发现了这些通常造成我们恐惧的。
And if we're honest with each other, every one of us experiences these fears sometime or another in our life.
我们必须诚实的说，我们在人生的过程里面，常常会经历其中之一的恐惧。
I would be the first person to raise my hand and say, I've lived with the fear of inadequacy.
我必须要诚实的跟大家讲说，我第一个要举起手说，我是生活在这个不准确的恐惧。
I've lived with the fear of disapproval.
而且我活在这个被 拒绝的一个恐惧状态。
I've lived with the fear of unexpected change.
And I 活在这个 不预期发生的改变当中。
I've lived with the fear of losing control.
And 我活在这个失去控制的恐惧。
And I've lived with the fear of disappointment.
And 活在这个失去控那个希望的恐惧当中。
My question to you this morning: Have you experienced those things in your lives?
我的问题对他各位弟兄姐妹就是你是有什么样的发生这些事情发生在你生命中呢
？I'm sure you have at some time or another.
我相信确信你们在生命中的确有发生过这些事。
So how does God want us to handle these?
那神要我们如何去处理这些事呢
？Let me just very simply say this morning.That we're to turn them over to God.
我今天想要给大家一个非常简单的一个答案，就是转向神。
In every area where fear comes into our lives, we need to give it over to God.
每一次的生命的里面，你当有恐惧来临的时候，你必须把这些抛给神。
You remember what God's promise is to us? Fear not, for I will never leave you or forsake you.
你记得神对你的这承诺吗？神说，是把这些恐惧，我把这些恐惧带来，我绝对不会背向你。
In every situation, we will find that God is in control.
我们发现任何事情，神都在神的掌握之中。
And we will see how He is able to work out.The difficulties in these fears in our lives.
而且我们发现呢，神的如何在每一件的事情上处理这些困难的事情。
Another thing that I've learned when I'm struggling with the fears of life.
那我任何还有任何一件事情呢，在我挣扎，在我生命当中挣扎的时候，我学到了一件事情。
I need to stop listening to the voices of fear.
我必须要开始倾听我对恐惧的声音来源。
I had to chuckle on Wednesday when they were talking to Martha.
我们当时有一个这个检查者跟 Martha 讲了一件事。
The doctor said to her, "I've done hundreds of these surgeries, and it will go really fine."
这个医生跟他讲说，我已经做过几百个这个手术了，一切都没有问题。
But then, for the next 3 or 4 minutes, it seemed like all he did is said, "This tell us about." This risk, this risk, and this risk, and this risk.
但是接下来的几分钟，他开始跟我们讲，哎，这个有风险，那个有风险，这个可能有危险，那个可能有危险。
And I looked at the doctor and I said, "You know what? You're putting fear in me."
然后我眼睛睁着看着这个医生说，那你带给我恐惧啊。
He said, "No, it only happens in 1 in 3,000."
然后他就说，没有没有，这只是千分之一的几率而已，这没事。
And I smiled and I said, "God is in control. The angels are going to be in that operating room. You cannot put fear in me because God is greater than anything."
然后我就跟他讲说，神跟天使都会在这个手术房里面，你不能把这恐惧放在我心里，因为神会控制整个手术。
So first of all, we surrender our lives to God, and then we stop listening to the voices of fear.
所以我们把我们的生命交给神。然后我们开始来听神的声音。
Then let me offer one more thing for you this morning.
然后我现在要讲跟各位再讲。
We need to begin to worship God in the midst of our fear.
然后我们必须要敬拜神，然后在我们的恐惧当中。
When that fear comes, we find a verse of scripture, we find a song that we fill our minds and our hearts with.
当恐惧来的时候，我们必须发在圣经里面找到章节，找到诗歌，然后来充满我们的心，来把这个恐惧驱逐。
In the 2 hours that followed when Martha went in to have her surgery, I began to sing inside my spirit.
当 Martha 进入手术房的之后的两个钟头，我开始在我心中唱起的圣诗。
The words of "How great thou art" just went over and over and over again.
在我的心里面唱着神是何其的伟大，一次一次再一次。
I sat there, I never looked at my watch.
我在唱的时候，我从来没有看到我的表。
I was at peace, and when the phone rang and they said she's in recovery, I said already.
当我在祷告的时候，忽然的接到电话跟我通知我说他已经康复好了，做完了。那我就想说，真的吗？
Brothers and sisters, in the midst of our fears, God wants us to worship Him.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在恐惧中当中的时候，神希望我们去赞美他。
And God wants us to be reminded that He will never leave us and He will never, never forsake us.
神要我们告诉他，要在这个情况告诉我们说，他从未离开我们，而且我们必须相信他。
Well, the last thing I offer to you this morning, we need to base our hope.
我最后一件事情想跟大家分享的是，我们的所有的这些事情都是基于信心。
On the promises of God，
对于神的应许。
Several months ago, I asked you the question。
在几个月前，我提了一些问题，请问各位。
Is God always good？
是说神是永远是善良好的吗？
And you shook your heads and said, "Yes, God is always good."
然后你们大家就是摇个头说，没错，神是永远是良善。
No matter what the circumstance.
不管在任何的情况之下。
And so, from the Christmas story for Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and Elizabeth and Zechariah.
所以在这圣诞节的故事当中，我们看到的这个玛利亚、约瑟，还有这个牧羊人，还有这个另外一个玛丽跟撒加玛利亚。
I find that their hope was in a God who is always good.
我们看到这里故事里面，我们看到神的应许永远是好的。
And so this morning, as we look forward to the Christmas season.
所以我们在今天这个早上，我们在期待未来圣诞节的到来。
Let us put aside fear.
让我们将恐惧放在一边。
And let us put our hope.
让我们把希望带来。
In a God who doesn't fail.
那神永远不会让我们失望。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father,
天父。
These things that we've looked at this morning are very common in all of our lives.
这些我们今天看的事情是非常的平常。
Although I don't know the story of every individual, I'm sure that at some point or another,
我虽然不知道每个人发生的事情是怎么样子，但是不管是从哪一个角度来看，
has experienced some of these fears in their life.
他们都经历了一些恐惧在他们的生命当中。
But thank you from your word you have said, fear not.
但是我们感谢你的这个在圣经上所告诉我们的不要恐惧。
For I am with you.
我与你同在。
I'll never leave you.
我绝不离开你。
And I'll never forsake you.
And 我绝不会忘记你。
Amen.
Amen.
以前我们会用各种各样的办法来排解我们的这种胆怯的心理，但是今天他这是因为告诉我们一个就是非常非常有效的，也是最准确的一个克服我们胆怯心理的一个方法，那就是想着神，想着主耶稣，想着圣经，那么我们就一定能够有效的克服
We will life will be changed, be healthy. And let's stand up and sing the song.
赞美真神万福之根，世上万民赞美主门，天使天君赞美主名，赞美神父神之圣名，阿门。
We praise you, God, for who you are.
我们神，我们向你祷告，是因为你是那真神。
Thank you for your Son, who you gave to us to forgive us of our sins.
感谢你赐给你的儿子来饶恕我们的罪。
And to give us a right standing with you.
让我们能够与你同在。
I pray for our brothers and sisters as they go through this week.
我为各位弟兄姐妹在将来的这一周里面的生活。
Protect them and guide them.
来接受他们，然后来引导他们。
And may they always be aware and courage that God will never leave them or forsake them.
让他们知道，而且来鼓励他们，神永远是没有忘记他们。
For the remainder of this day,
在剩下来的日子里面
，watch over and bless in every way. We pray.
然后我们来感谢，我们来祷告，用这样的方式。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
谢谢巴斯特为我们做好这位讲座部长，然后呢我们有一个辅导会，还要再提醒大家，就是我三学期以后呢